So I'm just going to show you through a few exercises. I don't want to go through a whole routine, but just a couple of bits and pieces that you may already know, or you may not, and it may be helpful. Of course, if you have any particular bodily things, you know, damaged bits, then you have to, you know, I don't know what your body's about, so you have to check it out whether these are helpful or not. But the idea is a certain sense of helping to loosen up some of the tension that arises in the body from sitting still a lot, and also some of it's just the restrictive effect of not feeling so good one way or another. Particularly for meditators, sitting a lot puts quite a lot of pressure on the lower discs, lumbar region, and of course the knees. So just do something which is a bit about getting the whole body to come into a flowing form, and it helps the knees and the ankles. So bringing your feet fairly close together, as close together as they can without the ankle bones rubbing. Bend the knees so you can see that your toes sticking out from your knees, not so far, but then let's say your fingertips just touch the knees, but don't press down on them, just let them trail there. Yeah, so you don't put any weight on your knees. And we're going to start moving from side to side. So you keep your feet as if they're glued to the floor, so you don't tip with that movement. Yeah. Best you can. Let's just start wriggling around, getting the ankles to loosen up. This is just kind of reminding bits of the body that they're still alive. And then we'll start bending the knees more completely. Again, avoid putting any pressure on your knees with your hands. Just let your hands trace over your kneecaps, and then drawing long, big, wide, slow circles with the knees. So, say we start anti-clockwise, doesn't really matter which way, but we just keep that circle going, feeling what's happening in your knees, the massaging effect, knees and your ankles. If you bend a little more deeply, that effect will also come up into your pelvic region, to hips, and into the way that your spine and your pelvis sit together. So take it into very full movement that comes up through the hips. Dipping, bending. And even up into your shoulders. So you really get a sort of snaky feel to it. And then change the direction, go in the opposite direction. Slow it right down. So as your knees come all the way over to the left, say, then your right shoulder tends to dip down, and vice versa. So you get this whole sympathetic S bend running through the body. They're helpful for the spine. Okay. you all know, the spine is actually, as we all know, is a series of bones all lined up on top of each other, these discs in between them. Unfortunately, in our life, as it is, it tends to be held like in a chair, so it's not allowed, can't flex. So it loses some of its flexibility, reason to walk, as if you've got a rod down your back, or it's bowed, as you're sitting on a wheel, on a screen, keyboard or something. So you're trying to regain the spine. Make the spine something that's a flexible experience. So we come to the position where the legs are coming straight down from the hips. The feet, instead of being like that, the feet are like that. Roughly parallel, you look down. Yeah. Legs slightly bowed, as if you're straddling. And sitting, just about to sit. So you drop the tail as you're about to be sitting. Feel the natural spring there. Yeah, and how in that spring all the upper body can be completely loose. And your strength's coming down, and you just help to shake some of the tightness out of your upper body. Keeping your feet glued to the ground, so all the spring is in the legs. Let your shoulders move. See if you can swing. Obviously, this isn't the best space for this. Just say moving your weight from one leg, so the other leg has got no weight in it. You pivot on the heel. Yeah. Bend the weight-bearing leg. Bend the knee, and then swing around as you come back to center. Weight on the other knee, bend the knee. Let's get a feeling of rolling from one side to the other. Because if you're on your own, you've got a lot more room to let your arms trail around. As you turn like this, you can disengage your eyes so the visual field is just sort of blurring of shapes. Feel that sense of relaxing in your space, loosening the eyes, loosening the head.
Yeah. 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 So,
cool. I want to make sure you see all this. Excuse me. Long enough. So, this particular movement, you're standing in that kind of loose, springy position. Bring your awareness down here. So if you breathe out and push your breath out, you feel this tightening, this tight place. If you tighten up that muscle there, you go to that place, area that sort of size. Just imagine it's a big ball coming this way, slow motion, like some kind of slapstick comedy. Yeah, this way. As it hits you, you go over the top of it, completely harmless. So as it hits you, as it pushes into you, you bend over it. Yeah. But as you bend over it, you bend your knees so that movement is a folding. What happens is your spine should stay straight. rather than doing this, you can keep your hand there and there, so you really feel spine is straight. All the bending is done in the legs. Yeah. So breathing out, and that pushing in here, pulling that back, breathing out, coming down. And then as you get to the end of the out breath, push down through your heels, let the body swing open. So that bit down, get down to here. You push down from your tail, down through your legs into your heel. Let the body swing open with no effort up here. So it's not a pulling up, it's not an opening up, it's just a swinging up so that you stay here. Swinging up, and this expands, expanding, and you feel the energy expand from here up into your chest. Breathing out. So points, keep the spine straight. Also, as you come opening up, restrain the tendency to kind of stretch or pull things open. Instead, let the movement come from here, as if this part of you is expanding, and you're just softly receiving that. So the energy stays here, you don't pull up to here. Clear enough? Breathing in. You breathe in, it's like as if you're opening the skin. Yeah? Breathing in, opening the skin, the fingers, the face, chest. Quite an innocent, just opening this inner energy rising up. So the emphasis is very much on the somatic rather than the muscular. You know, it can look quite unimpressive, but the somatic sense of just everything opening up gently, staying centered, and quietly covering, wrapping it up, coming into the ground, opening. Dawn, and then coming, closing, So what we are doing in a way is we are exercising this inner cat, this inner sense of the body here, yeah, where there can be a lot of tension or agitation. Realize that this quality here can actually extend quietly through the arms and the face. Cheap breath of life. Move will quiet down. And you settle down into the feet. You get a sense of the strength in the feet, the ankles holding you up rather than holding up through here, upper body. So this one is about the spine. So with this, bring the hands over till the fingernails touch the top of your head. And you want to keep these palms flat, as if you've got a slab of wood. And you want to tip it over. Keep the hands close together rather than doing this. So we're lifting that slab of wood. And we're doing, 80% maximum. It's not a real physical workout, it's like 80% maximum on the out-breath. As if the out-breath itself is travelling up through the body and pushing the arms up. On the out-breath, the in-breath coming back. Okay. So hands close together. Fingertips almost touching, palms flat to the sky, breathing out as if the out-breath was like inflating the arms upwards and coming down. This way, moving this, then it's as if this the counter pressure of that comes down your back. Yeah? So it's as if you're pushing that, and the weight of that comes down through here, down your back, into the ground. So every time you breathe out, you're strengthening to the ground, and this transmission through the spine, the kind of energetic impression of that travels down through the spine. Remember, this is 80% maximum. The feeling effect of that traveling down the spine into the ground, into the feet. Release your arms and float. We're coming to another movement which is helps the sides of your body, the ribs, the costals. So here's where a lot of the compression around the chest happens here. And the general compression of daily life tends to happen here. So bring your arms above your head again. This time the palms facing each other, feet, legs in the same position. Sense in which you're in springing legs. Imagine we have a large ball, soft ball full of water between those hands. You feel it kind of sloshing around. It's a smooth, sloshy kind of energy force. It's not hard. And what you want to do is allow that movement of the ball to get wider and deeper. And very, very directly not to turn your body. So keep it so that your hips are always facing forwards. Chest is always facing forwards. And really don't turn your body because that can have a negative effect on your discs in your spine. Now if we can get the feeling for that. Yes, feel you with that flow of that. And then coming over on the out breath, letting go on the out breath, coming all the way over, letting the side of your body open up, stretched, breathing in, coming up to the top. Breathing out slowly, regularly, breathing out, letting go, letting go, letting the side of your body open up, yield into the stretch. Go all the way over, wait till the in-breath happens. Let the in-breath pick you up. So it's a gradual, increasing, yielding stretch. Get all the way over. Into the out breath, see if you can let go a little bit more. Well, the in breath happens. Final piece of this is as you come over to your right, just lift your right heel. So you'll increase the stretch. So just come over to your left heel. While just let things settle, keeping the same springy, loose position. If you feel dizzy doing any of these, just stop and go down. When it is going down to the floor, don't stop straighten up, you feel dizzy, stop and go down. Just recover. Sometimes things move around. This one, link fingers laced, the neck over the head. When your arms come back, as if it's the lying on a beach feeling. Shoulder brace. Head rest in the hands, letting go of the head, letting it rest in the hands of you. All that's holding your head is your hands. And of course the connection to the spine. So relaxing around here and your face. Let your face open up. Breathing out. Breathing in through the nose. Coming forward, breathing in. We get to the end of your in-breath, and then start coming up, breathing in some more. Top, full in-breath, breathing out. Come back. So it's not too far back, it's just as if you're letting your head relax in your hands. Breathing in, coming over. As you come over, of course, your chest cavity is being compressed, so though you feel you've breathed in full, actually, you get to the end of that, and you open up your chest, and your chest takes more in by itself, and you keep your breath passive. And it's just allow, as you open up, allow the chest, the belly, to pull breath in. This helps to drive the air down to the bottom of the lungs. Normally, people, the breath is quite shallow, it happens in the top, so you don't get the full benefit of breathing, so we tend to overbreathe, and that produces mental agitation. Ideal breath is slow and deep. So this helps because you're taking the breath down the bottom of the lungs, and then not deliberately breathing in, but letting yourself be breathed in by this expansion. Of course, this helps your spine too. Slower the better. So we get to that top of the in-breath. That's really the tipping point between the in-breath and the out-breath. Fullness, and it's a really slow letting go. Slower the better into the out-breath. So it's a very relaxing, releasing, and letting your head fall back into your hands. Smooth, yeah? Well, don't press, don't put force in it, just smoothly opening, softening, relaxing and following following the movement of the breath. So just relax the movement and go back to the standing. It lets everything settle down, keep in touch with your feet. Another sense that the body intelligence has is a sense of what's immediately around. It's got a spatial, like whiskers of a cat. So notice when you're walking meditation, you're coming up close to somebody, something, and you recognise that and feel it. We feel, know how to get through tight spaces as we have whiskers coming out all over. Yeah. So as you're standing, just letting your whiskers extend, being the space around you, let your arms be loose, coming away from the sides of your body, so it is a very open feeling to it. Relaxing across here, face mask, and you're sensing maybe nothing much, but maybe that's good. Nothing. It is okay. Okay. Behind. Standing in our own space. We feel the sense of the space. And in this center, within that, rather like the axis of a sphere. In terms of body intelligence, this is the way it's constructed. You have a central axis and you have a sphere of awareness around that that's checking things out. So do some standing, and you're settling into that. You may feel occasional waves of turbulence, agitation, what should I be doing, or nameless things, who knows, but rippling up through the body, is widening, softening, opening into your space. The holistic quality of that, anywhere that's not with that is an obstacle. So it's in your fingers, they're holding, that obstructs the space. So if your eyebrows, your lips, fingers, anywhere that's slightly withheld or sloping off somewhere else, bring it back in to the sphere. That's all, just we get a sense of the unity of the body. see if you can take some of that into your sitting position. If you want to stay standing, you can stay standing for as long as you like. If you want to sit for a while, just have another half an hour.